We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Safety and training, the focus of a new lawsuit filed by a crew member who survived the Conception dive boat fire. Let's get the story live from KMX 1070's Craig Fickner.
Yeah, he survived but was badly injured as flames engulfed Conception. Crew member Ryan Sims says he was asleep. He was rattled awake by something, and then suddenly the sight of intense flames and smoke aboard the boat. He's the guy who broke his leg as he jumped from the top deck to try and rescue passengers below. In his lawsuit, it's just filed, he's alleging inadequate training and safety equipment and rules about safety aboard Conception. However, a former Conception captain and crewman is talking, says that wasn't the case when he worked the boat.
Like I said, the crew has got to go through fire prevention. We go through drills constantly so that everybody, when in the event of a fire, nobody's running around going, okay, what am I supposed to do? Where's the fire hose?
That's Chris Connolly speaking with KGTV. You'll recall that the NTSB's early report found all six crew members were fast asleep as that fire started. And then three crew members told investigators there were no problems before the fire, electrical or otherwise. Conception's owner has maintained the boat was properly manned and maintained and disputes the NTSB's early finding that the crew was asleep. Reporting live, Craig Fickner, KNX 10. 70 News Radio.
Motorcyclist dead this morning. He crashed on the northbound 5 in Pacoma. He was trying to get away from the CHP that had been trying to break up about 10 of these motorcyclists. They were out there doing tricks and taking videos of their stunts and stopping the traffic on the freeway. A spokesperson for the CHP telling CBS2, this guy, part of those trying to get away, part of those doing the tricks, smashed. Now he's dead.
Performing stunts, stopping traffic, any location on the freeway is a dangerous area. So it is discouraged, but unfortunately, events like this do happen.
A photographer on the scene gave the injured motorcyclist CPR, but he was dead on the scene.
So the latest fight over the homeless crisis in Los Angeles has to do with this battle raging in Chatsworth over plans for a 64-unit complex. Some say it's badly needed. Others say they just don't want it there. KNX 1070's John Baird live in Chatsworth this morning with the latest.
Opponents say it doesn't belong here, it doesn't fit, that the proposed apartment complex is too tall, and among other things, it's way too close to a school. There is an elementary school here right across the street. Now, even the city council representative for the area is against it, at least right now. He says there needs to be more community outreach before the project goes forward. Still, homeless advocates packed the council committee meeting to say, hey, build it.
More permanent supportive housing is needed throughout Los Angeles to prevent homeless folks from living on the streets and from getting arrested.
Every council district must do its fair share to build affordable housing and housing for the homeless. No district should be able to opt out.
Opponents tried to have the decision delayed a few weeks, but that didn't happen. It now goes to the full city council to decide whether to commit the HHH funding for the project, the Topanga Apartments. But this battle is far from over. Reporting live in Chatsworth, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Arraignment today for the Democratic donor Ed Buck, who's been charged with running a drug den, also charged with injecting a man with, quote, dangerously large doses of meth.
Dangerous, predatory, malevolent. Those are some of the words prosecutors use in court documents to describe Buck's behavior. They say he lured vulnerable men to his home and made them take part in his sexual fetishes, which include personally administering dangerously large doses of drugs. Two men, Jamel Moore and Timothy Dean, died in Buck's apartment. Their deaths were ruled accidental. Prosecutors say Buck was not deterred by the senseless deaths and nearly killed a third victim last week. Malina Abdullah, a co-founder of Black Lives Matter LA, says Buck's arrest is a huge victory for activists who've been demanding action for years, but she adds they want Buck charged in the deaths of Dean and Moore.
If Ed Buck had been charged, had been arrested, been taken off the streets after Jamel Moore's murder, then Timothy Dean would still be alive and the third victim wouldn't have been victimized.
A DA spokesman says the two deaths remain under investigation. Buck's attorney has not responded to our request for comment. Prosecutors who claim Buck is a predator with no regard for human life want bail set at $4 million. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A man from Long Beach is facing a murder and other charges in connection with the death of a man near Santa Ana College. Remember, we were telling you about this story. The victim was found early Monday morning in a car near the campus, and Santa Ana police say it appears that he died from gunshot wounds. This shut down the campus for the day. Police say they believe it stemmed from a robbery attempt. Two other men are also in custody but have not yet been charged and could be released as the investigation continues.
This morning, a 13-year-old boy is fighting for his life after he was beaten by two other students at a middle school in Moreno Valley, and the parents at the school want some answers. In a crowded meeting last night at the Landmark Middle School, they repeatedly asked the administration if they were aware that this boy was being bullied, but the principal and the district officials didn't have the answer, and so they say they are looking into it. The teen is shown being punched in the face in a video that has gone viral.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.